Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here with a classic episode from our podcast's archives. In this one, we delve into the complicated science and pseudoscience behind probiotics. This episode originally aired back in December of 2018, but probiotics is still a food and wellness industry buzzword. So what can they really do? Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. What if you could take a pill that would treat depression, constipation, diarrhea, eczema, urinary tract infections, and allergies, while also preventing cavities and strengthening your overall immunity? And what if it promised to shield you from the impurities of the world and reestablish a right and correct balance in your body's ecology? First of all, everybody settle down. There is no such thing as a pill that does all of that. But to hear some people talk, probiotics might just come close. The popularity of products containing friendly live microorganisms has exploded over the past decade. At this point, you can walk into almost any grocery store and find probiotics in capsules, lozenges, gum, facial toner, and yes, even in pet products, in addition to the more traditional delivery systems like cultured dairy products, yogurt, and fermented products like sauerkraut and kombucha. Some folks are making a lot of money on these little bacterial helpers, but what are they actually able to do for us, and are they safe? We spoke with Dr. Chris Irwin, a dietitian and lecturer in nutrition and dietetics at Griffith University in Queensland, Australia. He said that unless you have an extremely poor diet or drink alcohol to excess, there's not a lot of evidence that a probiotic dietary supplement will help your overall health. He said, if you're taking probiotics, you'll likely need to take them every day, and it's best to feed the healthy bacteria with prebiotics. The bottom line is that healthy people are likely to get more benefit from getting regular exercise, avoiding smoking or consuming too much alcohol, and having a diet rich in foods that increase fiber and natural prebiotics intake like vegetables, fruit, and whole grains, rather than consuming a probiotic supplement. However, probiotics might be an effective treatment for specific cases or conditions. While there's not a lot of evidence supporting the idea that probiotics could help with your eczema, allergies, or dental woes, they might actually help people looking to avoid vaginal yeast infections or upper respiratory infections picked up from a cold virus. Other studies have found that probiotics can help with digestive issues like irritable bowel syndrome and may improve the frequency and consistency of your poop. So, as a consumer, what should you look for in a probiotic if you want to get the most bang for your buck? Basically, you've got some homework to do. Irwin said, different probiotic strains have different effects, so it's important to look for a probiotic supplement that contains the strains of bacteria most likely to match your condition. The dose of bacteria, called colony-forming units, or CFU, is also important and should be high enough to meet benefits observed in clinical trials. The short answer here is if someone is looking for a probiotic to take, go for something that provides the greatest diversity in bacterial strains and the highest CFU. Irwin also suggests getting advice from your doctor or dietitian for the strains that might be right for you and making sure you're buying probiotic strains that are reputable and have committed to transparency in scientific research. However, that latter is more easily said than done. A study published in JAMA Internal Medicine in 2018 pointed out that there is very little government oversight of factories that manufacture probiotics, and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, found that about half of the 650 factories that manufacture probiotic supplements in the United States were cited for violations, most having to do with the product not living up to what was promised on the label. The study also said that probiotics may lead to infections in people with immune deficiencies. Another study, published this year in the journal Cell, suggests some people may be resistant to supplemented probiotic bacteria, and therefore will get no benefit from it at all. The researchers also investigated whether probiotics can help the gut microbiome bounce back after a round of antibiotics, and they found that, though probiotics might have helped with diarrhea related to the antibiotic, they seem to have delayed the reconstitution of gut bacteria. Of course, more research is needed to understand just how helpful probiotics are to our overall health, and it's important not to give them more credit than they're due. Irwin said, it's unlikely probiotic supplements are dangerous, but I don't think that they're a magic bullet. Healthy people are likely to get more benefit from having a diet rich in vegetables, fruit, and whole grains. On the other hand, if someone has a poor diet and doesn't exercise regularly, their digestive bacteria may benefit from probiotic supplements, but they'll likely need to keep taking them to get lasting effects. Today's episode is based on the article, Should Everyone Be Taking Probiotics? On HowStuffWorks.com, written by Molly Edmonds and Jesslyn Shields. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.